Hello, Phil, Violet said. How is your leg?
Oh, it's getting better, he said, pointing to his cast. I've been guarding the door, sir, and neither Shirley nor Farman Fakitano have escaped. Oh, and by the way, I've been reading this book, The Palterville Constitution. I don't understand all the words, but it sounds like it's illegal to pay people only in coupons. We'll talk about that later, Sir said quickly. We need to see Shirley about something.
Sir reached forward and opened the door to reveal Shirley and Foreman Fakitano sitting quietly at two tables near the window. Shirley had Dr. Orwell's book in one hand and waved at the children with the other.
Hello there, children, she called in her phony high voice. I was so worried about you.
So was I, Foreman Fakitano said. Thank goodness I'm unhypnotized now, so I'm not treating you badly any longer. So you were hypnotized too? Sir asked.
Of course we were,
Shirley cried. She leaned down and patted all three children on the head.
We never would have acted so dreadfully otherwise, not the three such wonderful and delicate children.
Behind her false eyelashes, Shirley's shiny eyes gazed at the Baudelaires as if she were going to eat them as soon as she got the opportunity.
You see, Sir said to Mr. Poe, no wonder it was unbelievable. That Foreman Fakitano and Shirley acted so horribly. Of course, she's not Count Olaf.
Count who? Foreman Fakitano asked. I've never heard of the man.
Me neither, Shirley said, but I'm only a receptionist.
Perhaps you're not only a receptionist, Sir said. Perhaps you're also a mother. What do you say, Mr. Poe? Shirley really wants to raise these children, and they're much too much trouble for me.
No, Klaus cried. She's Count Olaf, not Shirley.
Mr. Poe coughed into his white handkerchief at great length, and the three Baudelaires waited tensely for him to finish coughing and say something. Finally, he removed his handkerchief from his face and said to Shirley,
I'm sorry to say this, ma'am, but the children are convinced that you are a man named Count Olaf, disguised as a receptionist.
If you'd like, Shirley said, I can take you to Dr. Orwell's office, the late Dr. Orwell's office, and show you my nameplate. It clearly reads Shirley.
I'm afraid that would not be sufficient, Mr. Poe said. Would you do us all the courtesy of showing us your left ankle?
Why, it's not polite to look at a lady's legs, Shirley said. Surely you know that.
If your left ankle does not have a tattoo of an eye on it, Mr. Poe said, then you are most certainly not Count Olaf.
Shirley's eyes shone very, very bright, and she gave everyone in the room a big, toothy smile.
And what if it does?
She asked, and hitched her skirt up slightly.
What if it does have a tattoo of an eye on it?